It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. Quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back shortly. Man, this show really has gone by quickly this evening. So the play-in games are set right now, and I'm glad that the basketball get a little bit better now, and the teams are better, etc. And it's sort of the calm before the storm, all this other stuff, and it's been cool. It's taken my mind off the Raptors and the Sixers, which I am looking forward to Saturday evening. So as far as the Atlanta Hawks are concerned, not a surprise they won tonight. And we talked about it on the show last night. I said these guys are like 20, what is it? Like they're like 22-4 or something in the last 26 home games. Like if you recall, up to the All-Star break, around the All-Star break, or right around before the All-Star break, they weren't that great. Like, you know, it was almost that. What's up with Nate McMillan and his teams? Like, Nate McMillan's a coach that the message seems to rub off pretty quickly. And they had a lot of injuries, and I don't know, they turned a corner. And I talked about it. I saw the Hawks play the Raptors like 2 weeks ago or a week ago, whatever. And I tweeted, I said, man, the Hawks are good. Like, you can tell, like, they're dialed in a bit. Like, they're not a bad basketball team, the Hawks. I think they're better than their record are. You are what your record says you are, but they are like a plus 500 team. They're a real team. They're now 28-14 at home. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is these guys have played 41 times on the road this year. They've won 16 of them. They're a good home team. They're a bad road team. They're like beyond bad. That's bad, bad. Like 16-25. Like that's a bad record right there. Like to put it in perspective, the only, you know, the Magic are 10-31 on the road. The Pistons are 10-31. The Pacers were 9-32 on the road. After that, they basically have the fourth worst road record in Eastern Conference, the Atlanta Hawks. They're like a college basketball. You know what I mean? They're sort of, you know, they're a mid-tier college basketball team that never loses at home, but always lose on, you know, one of those deals. It's like, oh, look at it. You know, they're like Wyoming. Yeah, look at these guys. Oh, yeah, they're 13. They're 15-0 at home, man. Yeah, what are they on the road? Oh, yeah, well, they're 6-9. On the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those deals. Like, if you're just good at home, you're not a good team. You're not a real full team. You know, look, a good example, look at the Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors, at home, 24-17. On the road, 24-17. Doesn't matter where they play. You know what I mean? They're the same team. All right, we play here, we play there. It doesn't matter. Let's go. Right? And give credit. Remember the Philadelphia 76ers were really like this. The Sixers couldn't win on the road before. They couldn't win, and they used to never lose at home. Sixers, 24-17 at home, 27-14 on the road. Good teams can win on the road. Good teams can win on the road. Atlanta can't. You look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, 25-16 at home, 19-22 on the road. Not bad, you know, on the road, you know, but they're a good home team. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. And I wish we could put a GIF up right now and stuff. I've always liked that guy. I like to figure out how to do that, where I can type what I want into these things. You know, like the guy that's sitting at the table in the park, and it's like a point, prove me wrong. He's sitting there at the table waiting for people. Like, what am I missing here? Somebody prove me wrong. Tell me what I'm missing. about the Atlanta Hawks. I don't want to hear all because they won tonight. I know they won tonight. All right, who cares they won? There's nothing to do with them. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand how a team that has won 16 games on the road all year. What I do know is I've already put money in on this. I think the number's wrong. I'm looking forward to this. Cleveland would have beaten. Dude, Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players ever to play the damn game. And Kyrie Irving was like 14 of 14 or whatever the hell he was at first. Like the guy hit his first 12 shots or something in Brooklyn. So, yeah, they got, you know, I watched every minute of that game. And, dude, they were in it. It was like the first quarter. They were going back and forth. And there was a little sequence where it was like 16-13. And it went from 16-13 to like 24-13 in like a minute. Right, Cleveland booted the ball. They turned the ball over. The Nets hit a couple of quick threes. Boom, 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 boom. Next thing you knew, instead of 16-13, it was 24-13. They called timeout. Remember, they were like, timeout, timeout. They called timeout, which was smart. And then it happened again when they came out of the break. They kept bricking shots. Kyrie Irving would have missed in the first quarter, and it just ballooned. Next thing you knew, it was 40-20. Did they quit after that? No. They won the next three quarters. Like, I'm telling you, if there was three more minutes left in that game, they win. That's why I don't like Brooklyn against Boston. I love Kevin Durant. I think he's an awesome player, and I think I love Kyrie Irving. He's an amazing player, too. Right? But they're not the greatest defensive players, and they're only two guys on a team.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And the Nets, they don't have the cardio. They'll fall apart. Like, dude, Andre Drummond was nearly collapsing, and he was on the bench half the time. He got in foul trouble right away. Like, they're not, Boston are going to run him into the ground. Right? Like, don't tell me that Boston didn't see what I saw and say, you know what? These guys are old. They're not in great shape. And let's just make them run. Great stuff, the NBA playoffs. I love this game. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Mo DeKeel will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk more NBA basketball. I want to squeeze in some NFL talk. Just for the record, as we talked about him earlier in the week, about Baker Mayfield, and about, well, you know what, something's going to have to be done with Baker. And there needs to be a resolution to this. So he's under contract. Right, he's under contract. He's a member of the Cleveland Browns right now. Talk about awkward. So clearly he cannot be there at training camp, him and Deshaun Watson. And the Cleveland Browns clearly cannot pay two quarterbacks $63 million a year. So the Cleveland Browns, for lack of a better term, are screwed. Right? And everybody knows it. So it's not, you know what I mean? But at the same point in time, the draft is now officially 2 weeks away. We're getting here, man, and we're going to be there. So the draft is around the corner here. This needs to be resolved by the draft. This needs to be resolved by the draft. And Baker Mayfield did an interview on a podcast, which I would have advised against personally. And I went on, we did a full segment on Baker. I think it might have been last night or two nights ago, in which I said, for number one, I'm not his biggest fan, and, you know, I've never been a big Baker guy, blah, 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 at the same point in time, that he should be on the Seattle Seahawks, and he's not as bad as people are making it out to be. The problem with Baker is, and I said, it's his mentality and his maturity, right? It's not so much his physical skills. It's the problem with Baker is he likes the adulation from fans when he gets it, but then when it goes bad, it freaks him out. right? And he doesn't, like, tune it. You know what I mean? Some guys can get, like, sort of, okay, F you all, and I'm just going to be better now, and I'll never talk to you again, right, type thing. Him, he let it eat him up and stuff, and he worried too much about what people said about him, good and bad. And it's the same thing. I know as someone who's been in the entertainment industry, as a host, as someone in a band, you're never it's like sports. You're never as good as someone says you are, and you're never as bad as someone says you are. I mean, it's like life. It's like, or, you know what, you're going to suck, you're going to be good. You know what I mean? It's just sort of a, right? But you just do your thing, and, you know, but if you're an NFL quarterback, you have to have thicker skin than Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield says, quote, he feels disrespected by the Cleveland Browns. He was on the YNK podcast. He was asked, do you feel disrespected? 100%. I was told one thing and they completely did another. Mayfield covered a range of topics on the podcast, including where he might play next. Mayfield says that the Seattle Seahawks are probably the most likely option for him. Even then, I have no idea, said Mayfield, who was under contract for $18.9 million, fully guaranteed. I'm ready for the next chapter. I truly have no regrets of my time in Cleveland, of what I tried to give that place. True Clevelanders and true Browns fans know that. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't get caught up in all the negativity and the stuff during last year. When asked about being booed. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got booed, bro. Like, okay, you're an NFL quarterback. Like, suck it up, bro. You are also an NFL quarterback who's mediocre, who should never have been a top pick in the draft, and for whatever reason has a damn Geico insurance commercial or Progressive, whatever the hell it is. And, like, why? Like, yeah, I mean, like, Baker, that's the whole thing, bro. You got it because you're a personality and you're white. So you got this, you know, TV campaign for no good reason at all. Like, nobody wants to buy anything because of Baker Mayfield. You've been arrested before for, like, getting into it with the cops. You're a jerk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even a likable person. So it's like, well, there was no reason for you to even have this deal. So you should just be happy and say, well, everybody hates me, but you know what? I'm making a lot of money and I got this deal. But, like, you want it both. You want it all ways, bro. You can't. Life doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. And this is where I will defend him, though. And I said this. You know, the best point about Baker Mayfield is Kevin Stefanski is the head coach. And Kevin Stefanski clearly didn't like Baker Mayfield. And he didn't think Baker Mayfield was good enough. And they also didn't like Baker Mayfield crying about all this stuff, right? They basically said, you're not mature enough. That's what offended him. And they said, we're looking for an adult, was the exact quote. Which is pretty demeaning to tell someone, but especially when that adult just came off of 22 sexual, you know, lawsuits and a grand jury. Right? He's the adult you throw me under the bus for? That's the way the NFL is, bro. That's the way the NFL is. Everybody gets thrown under the bus. You know what I mean? Just be happier than the NFL and live with it. But this is where I'm going to defend. I mean, how come they didn't run the ball more with Nick Chubb? Nick Chubb was, like, getting big chunks, coming back, you know, getting them first downs, and they throw the ball. And number one, if you didn't trust them, why are you throwing the ball? Like, Stefanski made Baker look bad. He really did. And I'm glad Baker didn't go this far and talk about that because it's true. But don't talk, Baker. Like, NFL guys don't like people to talk. Just shut up right now. But he didn't throw anyone under the bus, at least now. But I do agree when he said, I was trying to be tough and fight through it, but then physically I wasn't capable of doing what I normally could do. He's totally right about that. He had a torn labrum, the same injury that Jimmy G has that can't play in a surgery center. When I wasn't performing on the field, that's when it really started to go downhill. Because I can tough it out. I don't care. I'm not going to complain about it like everybody is banged up in this league. But when it started hindering my play and going downhill, that's when it was like, oh, crap. And he didn't say crap. That's when I started losing my self-confidence and losing myself. This past year was rough. It was. It was rough on me. It was rough on my family. It sucked because I knew what I could be doing, but physically I just wasn't in a state to do it. After pointing out that he played for four different head coaches in 4 years, Mayfield said he's just looking for some stabilization wherever he ends up. I know what I need to do for me to be the best version of me and to be able to lead an organization. I'm in a good place right now. So he only has, he's under contract for a year. So, if you're Cleveland, you can't have very high expectations about what you're going to get here. So you can't be telling people, well, hey, he's a number one pick. Yeah, he's a number one pick. If you thought he was so good, you wouldn't have just thrown him under the bus. And it's pretty auspicious, actually. This is pretty crazy. So Baker Mayfield will become just the third quarterback in NFL history to be the number one overall pick in the draft and last 4 years or fewer with the team that drafted him, joining Jamarcus Russell with the Raiders and Jeff George of the Colts. And he's kind of a combination of them both. Jamarcus Russell, he got drafted too high and he wasn't very good. And Jeff George was really good, but Jeff George was like a crazy jerk. I'm sure a lot of you young guys tuning into the show, you don't know the story of Jeff George, but man, he was good, man. Like seriously. I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan. I remember seeing Jeff George play with Illinois, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, who that? I was like, Dan Marino's not allowed to play college football. Jeff George, quickest release beside Dan Marino. And you want to talk about a howitzer. Like, just the Jeff George, the ball, zipped. It zipped out of his hand, this guy. Like, Jeff George and Carl, like, he was going to be, they were like, oh, my God, this guy is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He had the skill set to be. Jeff George is like a musician.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That is amazing. That is such a jerk that no band or no other musician wants to play with him. Like, it was just like, it got to the point they're like, yeah, we know you're good. We don't care. You've got to leave now. The late night anger management class, Mo DeKeel steps up and bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. We're going to break it down with one of our favorite basketball analysts. It's time to jump right now. Founder of the jumpball.net. Of course, you find him over the Bleacher Report, The Athletic, and great videos and instant breakdowns on Twitter. So you've got to follow him at @MoDeKeel_NBA, former NBA video coordinator of the Clippers, Spurs, and the Australians men's national basketball team. Mo, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Gabe, that was impressive. That was a mouthful right there for you to have to say. I'm impressed.
Well, you got an impressive resume. I feel like I feel like Michael or Bruce Buffer, man.
I need a couple of nicknames. I need the
exactly.
We need to throw in some more of these things.
Checking in from Los Angeles, California, the founder of the jumpball.net. Words at the Bleacher Report podcast for the Athletic NBA. Founder of the NBA video for the Clippers, the Spurs, the Australian men's basketball team, the USC Trojans, presenting Mo DeKeel. It's not bad, actually. I'm coming for you, Buffer, huh?
That's amazing. Here we go.
There it is. Now I'm all fired up. I'm fired up for this Raptors and Sixers series. But before we get into that, we were on the air last night immediately following all the games and the series point spreads broke. And the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets basically opened as a pick'em. It was like, Boston were slight favorites at -110. Brooklyn were -106. And it, the marketplace just attacked in the middle of the night. And it's not casual guys that are betting a series price, Mo. At 2 a.m, right? So they bet this all the way up to like -142. all the early money came in on Boston. The professional bettors believe, you know what, this Brooklyn team will not be able to hang with the Boston Celtics after seeing them play against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you buy into the movement here? What do you make of the series?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it's a pick'em. I think a lot of that is maybe an overreaction to Robert Williams being out. But let's just look at the facts here. It's very simple. The Brooklyn Nets will not be able to stop the Boston Celtics on the other end of the court. They won't be able to get enough stops. KD and Kyrie might have monster games. Let's just give them, say they average combined anywhere between 60 to 70 points just between the two of them. And by the way, that would be a monster series for a tandem right there. I don't think they're going to get enough from the other guys. Bruce Brown has been awesome, but at the end of the day, the Celtics' defense is really good. But their offense, especially when the ball is moving, they don't have a way to stop them. They don't have any way to guard big wings. I think they're going to have a lot of issues defensively. So I'm a little bit surprised it's even a pick'em right now. It should be the Celtics by a wide margin, in my opinion.
Well, the bettors agree, right? And that, you know, They started betting it. They started betting it immediately. And there's been a lot of talk, and it's funny because a lot of people don't know who the hell Robert Williams is, and now they talk about him like he's Patrick Ewing, right? Like, they're like, oh, well, you're Robert. Or Bill Russell, yeah. I didn't want to go that far. But you know what I'm saying? It's just funny the perception that even casual, and you'll hear it during the NCAA tournament, too. Oh, this kid is out. So you never heard of this kid before. Well, now you're worried about this team because they don't have him. But I think they'll be fine as far as Williams. Because, look, you know, Brooklyn don't have anything to make them really worry about as far as Williams being out is concerned. And to me, as you say, they're still a good defensive team anyways. And, you know, what stuck out to me, Mo, is the fact that, look, Andre Drummond, yeah, he got into foul trouble. He also looked like he was going to collapse, like, before the first half was over. They have a short bench to begin with, and you can see fatigue kick in, bro. I said it after the game, Mo, I believe if they played another 3 to 5 minutes of basketball the other night, Cleveland win that game. They were coming on. Brooklyn had hit the wall. I don't see how they're going to survive a series, bro. They're going to be like old men coming out of a sauna, Mo. They're going to be worn out. I don't think they can get through the series. Like, I don't think they have the cardio and the gas to go up and down the court with the Celtics.
Not even that. I mean, just think about it this way. That game should have been a blowout. Kyrie goes, if you told me Kyrie is going to make his first 12 shots of the night, KD is going to have somewhere between, what did he finish with, 11 assists? I would have thought, like, wow, Bruce Brown's almost going to have a triple-double. I would have just said, like, wow, it was a blowout. Down the stretch, the Cavs made this almost a single-possession game, cut the lead to 6 a couple of times, and had chances to cut it down to 3. So I think, you know, you're looking at this Brooklyn, it's great that you won, but you're looking at it going like, damn, we're not really ready right now. They're just not there. And I think I think that game really showed it. You're on to something. A couple more minutes, they might not have won it.
You know, it's funny. I saw the headline, Kevin Durant irked by talk, just wants to play series. And it's funny, he's irked by his own guy's talk. So it's very bizarre. Like, oh, what's Kevin? Well, oh, wait, people, I'm sure people are starting to see headlines. Oh, what's Kevin upset about now? What's he complaining about? And what he's complaining about is his own players talking as Bruce Brown. And it's funny because Bruce Brown really didn't say anything derogatory. He said, the quote was, we can't let Tatum get 50. We've got to be physical with them. Now they don't have Robert Williams, so they have less of a presence in the paint, and we can attack Al and Daniel. So them not having Robert Williams is huge. It's not smack talk right there. Kevin Durant responds with saying, we respect our opponents. We don't need to talk about what we're going to do to them. I just don't like that. But that's how Bruce is. He comes in and keeps the same energy throughout the whole season. So, but we don't need to say beep like that. Just go out there and hoop. Man, you know why KD knows this? Because he knows he's so thin-skinned and he sees everything like MJ. He knows everything would piss him off. So he's like, don't piss them off at all.
Right, you don't want to give the other team bulletin material. Just plain and simple. You know, and there was no reason to take shots at Al Horford or Daniel Theis if you were Bruce Brown. You know, that was the one thing I saw. Because that's the same thing. I go, like, you know, they're also pretty good. You know, like, it's not like those guys are just like, oh, man, they just signed some dudes off the bench, you know, off the street. It's like, no, those guys are pretty good.
No, they are. And listen, Kyrie Irving is pretty good as well. It's going to be a hostile environment for Kyrie. Yet at the same point, that'll be the theme, right? Him going back to Boston. We have a Boston-New York matchup here. How many games do you think this series goes? It sounds like you agree with me. We like Boston, but since Boston in 7, Boston in 6, Boston in 5, how do you think it plays out?
I'm going to go Boston in 6 just because I think you're going to get a game where KD's going to win you one and Kyrie's going to win you one if you're Brooklyn. I don't know if you're going to get much more than that. So I'm going to go 6, but I'm also being a little bit of a coward and playing it safe that way because it wouldn't at all shock me if this is a 5-game series.
All right, so speaking of motivation, and let's be real, any athlete at this time of the year, everybody's playing hard. Nothing anybody really says is going to make a difference. But at the same point in time, yeah, if you're trying to break into a bank, you don't want to set alarms off, right? You want to fly right under the radar. And the Philadelphia 76ers, I brought it up earlier in the week. Now, Shaq did rescind it and take it back after. He goes, forget I said that. Strike it from the record. As far as the Sixers sweeping the Raptors, because, you know, I said earlier, if someone like you, someone like me, if someone in the media says something about the Raptors, I don't think they care, but they damn right they hear when Shaq's on national television saying, write it down, Philadelphia. You'll sweep them. So let's swing into this series here. What do you make of this series, Philadelphia and Toronto?
Gabe, I did something I don't ever do. I actually placed a pretty big bet. Right, I have put it out there. This is the first time I'm talking about it publicly. I am picking the Toronto Raptors to beat the Philadelphia 76ers, and I put my money where my mouth is.
Oh, talk to me, my man. I like this.
You know, so I look at it this way.
And you're not really a betting man, and you like it this much. Wow.
Not at all. Not at all. You know it because we've talked a lot, and you've had to teach me gambling. So we're in it. But, you know, the way I look at it, one, the Raptors have a better coach than Nick Nurse. I don't think it's much of a contest coaching-wise, Nick Nurse versus Doc Rivers. I think the way Philly is going into this, they have a lot of questions. You know, there's a lot of things that are up in the air. James Harden has not looked that good. He's dropping a lot of assists, but he's not shooting the ball very well. They're very, very light on the bench. And I think all those things are concerning. The defense is very worrisome. I think Harden's going to have a hard time. Every time he comes off a ball screen, it's another dude with a 6'8 reach. It's like, what the hell? You know, when you're playing the Raptors, I think it becomes extremely difficult with that. Now, the one thing the Sixers have, and we can't really underscore it or minimize it, is Joel Embiid's a monster. Right, he can average 40 a night here and go completely nuts against Toronto. But I just think Toronto has so many other options, so many other ways to attack the Sixers. I think they're really going to have them going several different ways, and that's why I'm picking the Raptors to beat the Sixers.
Love where you're going with this, Mo DeKeel, with us. Listen, they played 4 times this year. The Raptors won 3 of them. They played twice recently as well. So, like, since they got Harden, I don't know. I don't want to make too much of it, but they played about a week and a half ago in Toronto, and OG Anunoby wasn't there, and Fred VanVleet wasn't there, and the Raptors still won. Now, Thybulle can't play in Toronto, obviously, but as you mentioned, man, the Raptors, long guys, and, you know, people know about some of their players, but, you know, you look at Prince Achiuwa. Prince Achiuwa's had a great year. Nick Nurse does a great job getting the most out of these guys. Chris Boucher, you know, I think they're going to be able to send some guys. You know, they can play Embiid one-on-one with these guys and then double-team him when he gets the ball. You know, Nick Nurse likes to do that, to swing two guys on him in the paint. But I think that small ball lineup the Raptors will go with as well. Harden's going to have his hands full running around trying to stop Trent and these guys from popping threes as well. I'm fired up. I'm glad. You know, we've had different opinions, like, in this series. Some guys have
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like Philly. Some guys have liked Toronto, but I'm glad to hear you like Toronto. We'll get more from Mo on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. What a time of the year. The NBA playoffs are here. Let's roll. And enough, you know, I said this earlier, Mo, in the week. Listen, I love the play-in tournament. I think it's a great format, but I want to see the real teams play. It's almost like watching Tuesday, Wednesday basketball in Dayton. I said the play-in tournament, the NBA play-in tournament is so cool, they should play in Dayton. Just like, put it, yeah, we're coming to Dayton. We're doing this on Tuesday and Wednesday. It sort of has that same type of feel to me, but I also have that same type of feeling. It's like, all right, this really gets real on Saturday. So I don't want to stay. I want to get to the other series as well with you in the remaining minutes we have with you, Mo. But just to wrap up this Raptors-Sixers series, I got the Raptors winning in six, and that pays plus 500. How do you see it play? How long do you think this series is going to go?
I think this goes seven, though. I think it's going to be a tight series. I think it goes long. And the one thing, too, the Sixers are going to have to figure out is what are they going to do when Pascal Siakam starts cooking? Because that's what happened in that other game. Siakam got cooking. They switched Embiid onto him, which is fine, but now you just opened up the paint for everybody else to really feast in. That's going to be the problem for the Sixers. I still think it's going to be tight because I don't want to disrespect Joel Embiid, so I still think it'll be a seven-game series.
You know, I'm a hardcore Raptor fan. I'm a little concerned with Maxi going off here and there, but I think he'll have his moments, but not enough to put them over the top. And how about Scotty Barnes? You and I talked about him, and I brought him up when I said earlier in the year he was flying under the radar for Rookie of the Year, but he remained consistent throughout the season. And look, I mean, he ended up winning Rookie of the Month in the last month of the season, Scotty Barnes. What do you expect from Scotty in the playoffs? Because some people say, oh, it's his first playoffs. Scotty will be fine. I don't think he cares whether it's a playoff game or not.
No, I think the way he plays and the way he plays in the system with the Raptors, I think he's going to roll just fine, going to be just continue to ride through everything. He's going to have ups and downs. It's going to be a little bit different for him. I think maybe the first game there might be a little bit of a, like, what the hell sort of scenario for him in there, but I think eventually he'll be able to get rolling. But that's, again, that's the beauty of the Raptors. They're so interchangeable that there have been games where when Scotty Barnes has not been good down the stretch, Nick Nurse hasn't had to been forced to stay with him. He's able to go with some of the other guys, you know, with OG Anunoby, with, you know, if Trent's going really well, they're able to go with him. Like, they're able
and
to kind
Thad
of
The Thad Young pickup was nice, Mo. The Thad Young, you know what? Not just a veteran, tough player that knows, smart guy that's been around the league a while. So they ended up, when it all said and done, you get Achiuwa and you get Young on the floor for the Goran Dragic stuff when it was all said. It's not a bad trade-off. Like, they both these guys have helped the Raptors.
Going to work out just fine for them. I think they're in great shape.
All right, so how fun is this series going to be? And how impressive was that Karl Anthony Towns fouls out and the T-Wolves just explode late? Anthony Edwards explodes late. D-Russ does his thing. And I love your Twitter because I like your pot shots at the Lakers. And I got that the other day, the subtle pot shots. I told a Laker fan, it was upsetting. I said, damn, man, I think there's like an all-star team, man, of like guys in the playoffs that you guys ran out of town. LeBron didn't want.
But, you know, this group, though, I think is a lot of fun. I think Minnesota's just really lucky Towns fouled out. Because if he stayed in the game and didn't foul out, I think they lose that game to the Clippers. He was so bad in that game and I think lost his composure and things like that. But thank God D'Angelo Russell.
That's amazing you say that.
Rolling.
That if he stays in the game, they would have lost.
He was so bad, Gabe. He was so bad in this game. It looked, every time he touched the ball, he was really pressing. The Clippers got him completely out of his rhythm just by the early double teams they were sending. But after that, once he went out and it became the Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell show, the Wolves started cooking right there, and they were beginning to cook with gas, and they got rolling, and there was nothing the Clippers could do. I mean, it felt like they didn't score after Karl Anthony Towns left the game.
It's unbelievable, man. The explosiveness that Edwards has is just amazing. What a fun series, though, between upstart young basketball teams. It's amazing that these two teams are playing each other, actually. Like, or they're going to be playing each other other like it's actually like one of them's a two seed. It's just it's crazy. You know, the whole scenario is crazy, but I love it. It's the passing of the torch in the NBA right now. The odds makers have the Grizzlies as pretty big favorites, like 3-1 favorites to win the series. Is that too high? Like, in your opinion, can Minnesota? How do they match up against each other? How do you think it plays out?
I think Minnesota matches up really well against them. I still think Memphis would win, but I think that's too high. 3-1's a bit high for me in my view of it. I think that we're still trying to figure out how healthy Ja is with his knees. We know Patrick Beverley's annoying as all hell and is going to drive him nuts. Granted, the Grizzlies have their own annoying guy in Dylan Brooks, so it's going to be like a battle between those two guys. But Cat going up against Jaren Jackson Jr. and Steven Adams, it's going to be a fun issue there. I just think it's going to come down to, can Anthony Edwards be consistent enough in the playoffs for the Wolves to count on him? You know, and then D'Angelo Russell in crunch time. That's where it's going to come down to. I think Memphis wins this series, but it's going to be a lot closer than people realize. The Wolves have played them really tough during the regular season, and you know the best part of this game? I think this is going to start a rivalry. Everybody complains that we don't have enough rivalries in the NBA. I think those happen in the playoffs with battles in the playoffs, and these are two young teams that we might get to start seeing the start of a rivalry here between Minnesota and Memphis.
I love where it goes. That. What a weird rivalry, too. Minnesota. Like, geographically, sound-wise, when I look at that, I'm like, wow, what a weird series. Kind of in that. I love what you said. And it's funny you say that, too, because, you know, people talk about Ja Morant, and you know, people know that Edwards is good, but... Yeah, I'm sure you saw this earlier in the year when Anthony Edwards basically stated, next year I want to be the MVP of this league and I will be the MVP of this league. Right? Like, he wants to be that guy. And you know, he sees Ja Morant getting all this attention and stuff, and he's probably thinking, what about me a little bit? And I know, listen, Anthony's a different type of cat. He wasn't even an NBA fan really growing up, right? So he's a different type of dude in a big picture. But as you said, love that sense as far as the rivalry. Two teams sort of in the same age. Age group, and everyone talks about Morant, but this is a chance for Edwards to really make a national name for himself. It's going to be a fun series. Another fun series here. Denver and Golden State, Mo. Hey, man, come on. This is just a cool matchup, and same thing here, Mo. I am the betting man, and everybody's got this, and Golden State are -250 favorites. You get like $250 to $100 on Golden State. I think Denver can ball with these guys, and I like Denver in this series. I think this series has seven games written all over it. What are you making of Nuggets and the Warriors?
If Steph Curry was coming in healthy, I would feel differently. The fact that he might not play game one, it's very up in the air. It's a foot injury, so I don't know how much his cardio is up to snuff and things like that. And a lot of his game is based on movement and things like that. The games he doesn't play, the Nuggets are going to have the best player on the floor in Nikola Jokic and the best player in the series at that point. So for me, I actually think the Nuggets are going to win this series. If Curry's not healthy and not right, it's going to be an uphill battle for the Warriors. Jordan Poole, late in the regular season, untested in the playoffs. Andrew Wiggins, untested in the playoffs and has disappeared, essentially, since the All-Star break. Klay Thompson, he's very up and down. He's coming up strong, but it's still figuring out how his body works with the injuries that he's come off of. It's going to take a little bit of while. Draymond looks good, but I think there's still a lot of questions around that supporting cast for the Warriors, and they're still trying to figure things out. Whereas when you look at Denver, they know exactly what they're doing. Get the ball to Jokic, cut, move. If we're open, he'll find us. If they don't send a double on Jokic, he's just going to go score. And I think that's a big issue for the Warriors to have to deal with. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be a great series. I think this one's going to go seven, and I think the Nuggets are going to stun them.
I love your breakdown there. It's almost scary how we think alike. It's scary for you. Mo Tequila with us. We'll get you out of here in a minute. But I was thinking the same thing. Well, listen, as far as Wiggins is concerned, and it's not a personal attack at him or anything, but if you're a Warrior fan, don't expect him to step up here and go off. He's more of a passenger, and I think, you know, he played well, okay, and all this, but he was just sort of along for the ride. I mean, I'm old school Wiggins, so I remember him scoring 6 points and quitting and tapping out in the NCAA tournament against the Lopez brothers. I don't want to say he doesn't care, but You know what I mean? Like, he's a paycheck guy to me, Wiggins. Poole, I think, will go off. Even go back to Michigan. Poole hit a massive shot against Houston in the tournament, and I think Poole has that DNA that I want. Give me the damn ball. Like, Wiggins is the type of guy that in his mind is thinking, don't pass me the ball with 5 seconds left, please, right? Like, he won't even put himself in a position to get open, like, type guy. Like, Poole will, in my opinion. Like, Poole will be like, all right, listen, give me the damn ball. I'll take the shot. But it's a great point he raised as far as Curry. And, you know, you got the age. Thompson has never really clicked. Kerr seems to have a hard time just figuring everything out here, what works and what rotation could perfectly work. And then you throw in the ankle and all the cuts that he has to do to get open. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, you're playing in altitude. And I just like that little, this extra, you guys are a little older, and we're going to get you running a little bit here in the altitude in Denver. So I'm pulling the trigger with Denver. In closing here, we got a minute here. So Dallas in Utah. It's two, but what's the deal with Luka? How long do you think he's out, Mo, in your opinion?
I mean, this is a scary one with a calf strain. And just remember, KD had a calf strain and then eventually rushed back and tore his Achilles, right? So, like, you got to be really careful.
Oh, is this what he had when in the playoffs with the Raptors and the Warriors and stuff years ago? That's right, when he came back.
Yeah.
He pulled it again, right? Yeah.
I don't know if it's on the same level of severity as what KD had. So, there's that. So, I would expect him to miss a couple of games. And that's a blessing for the Jazz, who I honestly thought, man, if the Jazz win a game in this series, it's going to be a big one for them, because I thought they were going to get run off the court before the Luka injury. I thought Luka and the Mavs were poised to get out of the first round. It was the perfect matchup for them. I thought they were going to make Rudy Gobert's life really difficult. I think now it's their opportunity. They caught a break there. They got to take advantage of it. I just think with Luka, I think he's going to end up missing probably at minimum two games, if not more, if not the whole series.
It's funny. I swear, I thought the same thing. I'm like, Utah. I was like, man, Utah got problems. They're like real problems moving forward. And then suddenly, I was like, man, look how things play out. Imagine Utah win this. Suddenly, they fall into the next round, and who knows what happens. You never know how you're going to get there. But on the way out here, the Lakers stuff and, you know, the Nick Nurse stuff I thought was ridiculous. But you got I brought this up last night, Mo. So you got Clutch and stuff. He's got 2 years left on his deal. In other words, man, Rich Paul just made Nick Nurse more money. That was just a shot to the Lakers, to the Raptors. And, hey, you better pay this guy, right? Because, you know, we're going to throw his name out here right now. So you're going to have to pay him, or someone else will in 2 years, et cetera. So I never really bought into any of that stuff. I always told people, your next coach of the Lakers is David Fizdale or Mike Brown, all right? Like, you know, Coach K ain't walking through the door. But I could sort of buy into Snyder from Utah a little bit. Kind of what you just stated. Seemed like the writing's on the wall. It's not working. Eventually, you got to believe Mitchell's going to get frustrated as well, and the whole thing's just going to implode. And if you're Snyder, you seem like a type of Hollywood guy that could pull this off. What's your take on Snyder and the Lakers?
I like that. I think that's probably the best possible outcome. Listen, I'm all for the Lakers saying, yeah, we want to go after Nick Nurse. Yes. I also want to go after Charlize Theron. That's not going to happen. Like, we're going to have those, like, that's aim high. But I think I don't think that was ever realistic. I think Snyder's going to look around. I feel like the Jazz roster has gotten stale. They kind of feel like the Lob City Clippers to me. And I feel like it's time for them to make some changes, and I think we'll start to see that. I think Snyder brings a great amount of energy and some creativity to the sidelines for the Lakers that I think they need right now. It's gotten very kind of just robotic in how they do things and stuff like that. Let's bring some energy and some juice to the sidelines.
He's
I think
a passionate
we'll go a long
guy.
Way for the Lakers.
He's a passionate guy. He can deal with the media. He looks like a Laker coach. He looks like it. You know what I mean? Like this long journey.
Well, he was an assistant.
For him.
he was an assistant already here before.
Exactly.
So I think there's some history there, and that's always the joke I make with the Lakers. Is you got to have some sort of Laker ties to end up working for the Lakers. And I think that's going to be part of it right there. But I think he'd actually do a really good job.
Hey, Mo, time always flies, man. I really appreciate your time, my brother. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you again, Mo. Thanks, man.
Thank you for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Courtesy 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio. 3 minute warning. Great show tonight. Thanks to Mo DeKeel. Thanks to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, for joining us on the program this evening. We talked some USFL football. We'll get into that. I got some research to do. I'm sort of up to date, you know what I mean? But I'm going to start clicking on this thing. I will tell you, though, no matter what, I do like the unders right now. And the people haven't attacked this yet, but people aren't going to be betting the overs of week one. People have bet this stuff. Bold pick by Babano. I'll give him credit for you know, he's going out on his own on this, saying the first game could go over. I think if we play all four games to go under the number, you probably go 3-1. Maybe we split. We could take a game by game, though. I'm just saying, sort of approach this. But we look forward to it. New football league, we're going to give it a chance. Listen, we love all football leagues, so I'm down with it. I'm just stating, like, the you know, you look at the caliber of quarterbacks, you look at the caliber of talent, and, you know, basically just look at a salary. And, all right, let's bet unders, because I think the defense is going to be ahead. We got an off night tomorrow in the association, but it didn't stop me from already clicking right now. I played the Cleveland Cavaliers. I like the Cavaliers in the spot. They're getting 2.5 points. It's too high. I don't understand why the Atlanta Hawks are road favorites. Clippers are -4 right now, and I think the Clip Show will get it done. Thing with the Clippers, nothing's ever easy. All right, it's going to be a sweat job at some point. They could be up by 18 and then trailing by 6 and then up again. Like, you know what I mean? Their games are always, you know, they're always roller coasters, but the Pelicans, nice win tonight, but, you know, come on. And the Spurs are not a good team. Like, people, I think people are getting caught up in this stuff a little bit too much. Tune in to Game Time Decisions tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern. We'll get through this first weekend of NBA playoff basketball. We'll catch up with all the NFL props as well. And don't forget, we're going to be in Las Vegas for the draft. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.